Steve Smith. He's director of public relations for Central Michigan University. Steve, how are you?
Very good, Tony. Good morning.
Thanks for being on the program. And by the way, the owner of this company, Mr. McDonald, said to say hello to you. As you had mentioned to me yesterday, you two used to be in radio together, so he said hi.
Absolutely. Well, please return my greetings back to Mac.
Just a few minutes ago, we had Tim Connors on from the CMU Faculty Association, and we asked him what's the holdup with the new contract for the teachers, instructors, professors, if you will, and he said it's not about money, it's about benefits and having a say in those benefits. That it's about the university wanting to have some members of its union not be allowed to be covered by the union, and it's by other issues like that. And I wanted to get your perspective.
By and large, we are talking about economic issues here. The Faculty Association has put forward a compensation and benefit proposal worth approximately $10 million. This comes on the heels, of course, of a $12 million reduction in state appropriations to Central Michigan University. So we are just looking for an opportunity to come up with a contract that is fair and equitable to both parties and to do so in an expeditious fashion.
So if they want to have a say in who covers them, who takes care of their health care coverage, what's the university's stance on that?
Well, we see last night's meeting as a positive step. For the first time, the Faculty Association has formally reached out to the university and asked to return to the bargaining table. It's my understanding that those negotiations are scheduled to resume today. So that's a positive step in working towards a resolution. Of course, all of those discussions happen at the negotiating table back in July, July 14th to be exact. Both the Faculty Association and CMU filed petitions with the Michigan Employment Relations Commission for fact-finding, and so that process also moves forward. But we were pleased to see the Faculty Association take steps to return to the bargaining table.
All right. From what I understand, that happens at 10 a.m. today, but last night at that meeting, the Faculty Association also, by a 90% margin, got approval to go on strike if they have to. What's your take on that?
Well, and it's my understanding, and of course I was not in the room, but it's my understanding that they use the term job action, which could entail a number of different steps that the Faculty Association could engage. But again, we see this as a positive step. We see this as demonstrating a willingness on the part of the faculty to teach commencing Monday. August 22nd is the beginning of our new academic year. We're looking forward to productive and meaningful discussions toward the resolution of a new contract in the talks that are resuming today. And we are prepared to resume classes on Monday, and our students are already arriving on campus. It's a busy place around here.
Yeah, but you don't have any teachers.
We do have teachers, and we are working with them again at the bargaining table. We see this as a positive step. We fully expect them to be in the classroom on Monday.
All right, I'll ask you the same thing, the same exact question that I asked Tim Connors. If I had to bet you a cup of coffee, can this be resolved in time for the start of classes?
Well, you know, again, we are resuming negotiations this morning. Anything is possible. I'm not a betting man, even though the casino is located right outside of town here. I see anything as being possible as long as there are productive and meaningful discussions, people realizing the economic state, the financial burden that our students are faced with. I don't know if you're aware, but our Board of Trustees back in July approved the lowest tuition increase in the state of Michigan, and we did that in light of the financial hardships that are facing our families and our students. We want to make college as accessible as possible, as affordable as possible. We're doing a number of things internally here in terms of operating efficiencies to cut costs and to take an approach that is a very conservative fiscal approach to our budgeting, and that's what we will continue to do in the interest of the academic environment of our students.
What does the university plan to do if there is no contract and therefore no teachers in the classrooms? What will you do?
We fully expect that the faculty members will live up to their obligation and be in the classrooms on Monday. And we are moving ahead again with the plans to open classes on Monday as planned.
So they should work without a contract is what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. It's interesting that we had such inactivity for a couple of weeks. I'm surprised the mediator wasn't brought in.
We did have a mediator come in. The mediator met with both teams three times, a total of 21 hours, and it was at the end of the last mediation session that both the Faculty Association and the university submitted their petitions for fact-finding.
All right, we're talking with Steve Smith from CMU. Steve, the medical center, how's that coming along?
Our College of Medicine, things are moving along very well there. Last Friday was a milestone of sorts for us. There's an accrediting body called the Liaison Committee on Medical Education. We filed our petition and our paperwork for preliminary accreditation, so that is in their hands now, and they are reviewing that. In the meantime, we're moving forward in forging partnerships with a number of medical care partners around central and northern Michigan that will provide the clinical experience for our students later on in their studies. Fundraising is going very well. We're at the halfway point in our capital campaign and getting ready for our first class of students in the summer of 2013.
All right. And tell me, when will that building open?
The building itself is scheduled to open in January of this year. We will move some offices and things in there. It's an attachment to our College of Health Professions, so it will be a shared facility with that other college, and it's coming along nicely.
It's exciting to think what Michigan has done with training physicians. When you look at what Oakland University is doing, what's been done over in Grand Rapids, what's been done here, pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. And what is even more interesting is the approach that CMU is taking in terms of training physicians to practice in rural, medically underserved areas. That is where the physician shortage, which already exists but is growing year by year, that's where the bulk of the need is going to be in these rural areas. And so that will be our primary focus, primary care physicians dealing with diseases and illnesses that are prevalent in this part of the state, and return those students back into the local communities to help improve health care and access to health care.
All right. Steve Smith is the Director of Public Relations for CMU. I'm going to formally put in a request to have your new president on the program. We have not had that done. We'd love to hear from him.
All right. I will pass that along, and we will work something out with you, Tony.
Steve, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you.